Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but I'm sending you a helper. I'm sending you someone that will navigate through the difficulty, someone that will help you overcome your circumstances.
This is Straight Talk.
This is Mark Jobe. In a few days, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving. And I know that many of you get together with family members and friends to celebrate and to eat a lot of turkey and to relax and watch the football game in the afternoon. But I just want to encourage you to make sure that you take time this Thanksgiving to really be thankful. And this may be an opportunity for you to take initiative at your family gathering. Some of you get together with family members that aren't very religious or they're not Christ followers. But I think everybody understands the concept of Thanksgiving. So I want to encourage you to be an initiator at your family gathering. Why not say, hey, could we pause, take a time out, and just gather around the table, link our hands together, and pray a prayer of thanksgiving. We have a lot to be grateful for. I think there's something powerful about giving thanks together as a family. So be an initiator this Thanksgiving and make sure that you lead in prayer.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us again on Straight Talk as we continue on with the second half of Pastor Mark's message called Resting in the Lord. It's from Pastor Mark's series called Stressed, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. We continue our text in the book of John chapter 14. Here's Pastor Mark with Resting in the Lord.
You are made of body, soul, and spirit. The body part of you is the part that aches in the morning. It's the part that you look at yourself in the mirror. It's the part that you take a long time getting ready in the morning. Ladies, if you have curly hair, you spend a long time trying to straighten your hair out. Gels and irons and stretching when I was in Spain, they don't have curling irons, so some of the girls actually iron their hair on an ironing board, deliberate to try to straighten their hair out. Now, if you have stray hair, you spend a lot of time trying to curl your hair because you just wish you had curly hairs. Whatever we don't have is what we try to get, right? With me, it's easy. I get up in the morning, put some water on, and I'm done. It's really a simple thing. But here's the thing, body, soul, and spirit. The body part of you, the soul is your personality. It's the part of you that determines your personality, how you talk, how you view the world. And the spirit part of you, which most of us don't quite understand, the spirit part of you is that which distinguishes you from an animal. Because an animal has a body and an animal has intellect of sort, but an animal does not have a spirit. A spirit is that part of you that connects with Almighty God. There are over 6 billion people in the world that live today. 99% of those 6 billion people believe in a higher power. They believe in God. They believe in different kinds of God, different kinds of creators. But there's something inside the Aborigines in the deep jungles of the Amazon, something that connects with the people that live in the Congo of Africa, and something that connects with the people that live in deep within Asia, because all of them inside believe and know in their spirit that there is a God, a creator God. Now, why do all those people believe it? Why do all those disconnected people understand inside that there is someone bigger than them? Let me tell you why. Because they all have a spirit. The spirit inside of them testifies to the fact that there is a God, a creator God. Something inside of us tells us there's something bigger than you, something greater than you, something that is beyond you. Every generation, every culture, every group of society has known that, believed that, understood that. Why? Because we're spirit beings, and that spirit inside of us tells us, testifies to us. You've heard the voice of the Spirit. You sensed, even when you didn't go to church, even when you were far, even when you didn't want to have anything to do with God, you sensed that small voice inside of you telling there's something greater, something deeper. There's someone bigger than you that's there. It's the Spirit of God. It's your spirit being witnessed to by the Holy Spirit, reminding you that there is a God in heaven. Now, when you come to Christ, the Holy Spirit of God comes inside of you. Jesus called him the counselor. The New Testament was written in the Greek language because that was the commercial language of the day. In the Greek, that word is the parakalite. Parakalite means counselor, advisor, coach, advocate, person that walks alongside of us to help us out. The Holy Spirit is your counselor that walks alongside of you, helping you make it through difficult times. Jesus said, in the world you will have trouble, but I'm sending you a helper. I'm sending you someone that will navigate through the difficulties, someone that will help you overcome your circumstances. He is called the Holy Spirit. He is me in you, and it's the Holy Spirit, listen to me, it's the Holy Spirit that deposits peace within our soul. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 says, and the fruit of the Spirit is, do you remember them? There's nine. Love, joy, peace. Say it with me. Love, joy, peace. There's others, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, temperance. But peace is the third one. It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? It means it's the natural outcome of having the Holy Spirit inside of you. When you are walking in the Spirit and listening to the Holy Spirit, your life will have peace. I want you to look at me because this is really important. Look up at me. If you are stressed out right now, and you are living and walking with no peace, listen, you are out of the will of God. Well, Pastor, it's just my personality. Don't chalk it up to personality. Ah, it's my husband. Don't chalk it up to your husband. Listen, you were never designed. You were never engineered. You were never created by God to live your life without joy, stressed out, biting your fingernails, popping pills to tranquilize you. That is not God's will for your life. You are designed to have an inner peace regardless of the circumstance around you. Third thing I want you to remember is this. Not only is it deposited and protected by the Holy Spirit, but it's maintained by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 8 verse 6 says, the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. Life and peace. The mind that's not controlled by the Spirit is death. Life and peace means that there is a life-giving force there, and there's a peace when your mind is controlled by the Spirit. Notice what it says in Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3. You will keep in perfect peace whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. You will keep in what kind of peace? In perfect peace. Whose mind is steadfast. That means you're not wavering to the left or the right. What is your mind steadfast on? Your mind is steadfast on this fact that I can trust God. That's the secret to peace. Listen, the psalmist says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Because when you are running around and you are hectic and you are trying to control things, you think that you are God. Listen, don't try to do what only God can do. There's only one God, and his name is not you. And when you try to control things, when you try to micromanage things, when your life is full of fear and anxiety, it's because you're trying to control the things that you were never meant to control. Part of our acknowledging that we are not God is when we release things and say, God, I cannot control this. I cannot manage it. I'm not going to try. You are God, and I'm okay with the fact that I am not and you are. I trust you, God. Woo. He will keep an imperfect peace whose mind is stayed because he trusts in him. Lastly, and I'm going to close with this. Lastly, the peace of God is resistant to circumstantial changes. In other words, the peace of God doesn't change with your circumstances. Listen to what it says in John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus says, I have told you these things so that you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart or be encouraged. I have overcome the world. In this world you will have trouble. Just know, life has trouble. Cars break down. People get sick. Jobs downsize. Parents age. Accidents happen. Relationships get entangled. Hey, there's trouble in this world. Don't act like, oh, what's going on? I got trouble. Hey, welcome to life. I don't know what's going on. You know what's going on? Life. Life's going on. That's what's going on. I don't know what I did wrong. Hey, no, that doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It's just life has trouble, period. There's challenges in life. Listen, if life had no challenges, you would not grow. If life had no challenges, your faith would never be tested. If life had no challenges, you would never mature. If life had no challenges, you would never learn perseverance. If life had no challenges, you would never have to learn to trust God. If life had no challenges, you would be immature. You would cease to grow. Life has challenges, and it's the challenges in life that help you grow if you handle them the right way. So don't throw your arms up and say, what's wrong with life and what did I do wrong? Just realize life will have trouble. It's not if trouble comes, it's when trouble comes. And Jesus said this, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, be encouraged. I have overcome the world. What Jesus is saying is no matter what trouble this world gives you, listen, I'm bigger than all of it. What he's saying is I don't care what happens, what comes your way, illness, disease, financial stuff, marital stuff, whatever it is, Jesus says, I've overcome the world. I'm bigger than the world. I'm bigger than the troubles. I'm bigger than every issue you may face in life. I'm bigger than it all. Now, what I'm asking you to do is simply this. Will you trust me to be God?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Resting in the Lord, which is from our brand new series called Stressed, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark and his message called Resting in the Lord.
Trusting God is simply saying, God, here's the thing about God. There's nothing that's caught God by surprise. There's no corner that God has not seen around. There's nothing that's shaken God up. Oh, I didn't see that coming. No, he knew. Oh, God, there's an economic crisis. Yeah, I knew that a long time ago. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Listen, I've known all along that you were going to be in this circumstance. There's nothing that has caught God by surprise. There's nothing that he doesn't know. There's nothing that he can't solve. There's nothing that is beyond God's ability to work through. God is sovereign. God is omniscient. God is omnipotent. God controls it all. And sometimes God is simply saying, I know you don't understand, but trust me. I know you can't figure it out, but trust me. And as you trust me, praise me. I know you don't know how this is going to be solved in the end, but don't try to be anxious or fearful over it or anxious. Just say, God is in control. And I'm going to be still and I'm going to rest and I'm going to know that he is God. And no matter what circumstances come my way, it doesn't change the fact that God is good and he's still on the throne. And no matter what people say, God is good and he's on the throne. And no matter what the doctors say, God is good and he's on the throne. the throne. And no matter what the job says, God is good and he's on the throne. No matter what my husband says, God is good and he is still on the throne. No matter what, God is good and he is on the throne. Hallelujah. I'm going to close with praying a prayer of blessing over you. It's a prayer that Jesus, that Paul quotes in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. Now may the Lord of peace, the Lord of what? The Lord of peace. Peace. He's the Lord of peace. That means he's the master of peace, that he has all peace. He can give and take it away. He's not in short supply of peace. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace. May what God possesses in plentiful abundance, may he grant you, give you, point it in your direction and say, peace, go to that address. Peace, go to that person. Peace, go to that woman. Peace, go to that man right over there. Go, peace of God. Now may the God of peace himself give you peace, listen, at all times and in every way. Not just in church when you're sitting with praise music swaying back and forth, but when you're at your job and the pressure's on, when you're dealing with teenage kids or you're dealing with a stressful marriage or you're trying to deal with your in-laws. At all times and in every way. Every way, every way. Body, soul, and spirit. May it fill your mind. May it affect your body. May it penetrate your spirit. Because listen, listen to me. You may not understand this, but you know what it tells us in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30? A heart at peace gives life to the body. Listen, I want you to know, understand something. Some of you are sick today. Some of you are sick today, not because of a disease, but a self-induced disease. Doctors call it psychosomatic illnesses. It's a real illness, but the virus of it is in your mind. You know that you can worry so much that you create hypertension. You know that you can stress and fear so much that you create ulcers. Do you realize that you could be so full of resentment that your back begins to ache and your muscles begin to tighten up? Do you realize that you can be so full of anxiety that you develop insomnia and you can't sleep and you're never rested up and you're always tired? And do you realize that when your body gets tired, it can lead to physical and mental depression? Do you realize that? And there are some of you here that are in bad health, ill health, feeling lousy, depressed, physically drained, not because you have a virus or a bacteria, but because you have a psychosomatic illness that started in your inability to deal with stress and let God be God. And now it has overburdened your body and you feel lousy 90% of the time. And Psalms 14 says, peace gives life to the body. It's like medicine. It's like an injection of antioxidants. Vitamin B, C, D, all wrapped together. It's better than a membership to the health club. The peace of God. The peace of God. I want us to stand together. As the musicians make their way forward and close with the song here, and I'm going to open up this altar. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you. Some of you need to get on your knees before God and say, God, forgive me if I've tried to control things that I have no business trying to control. I'm not God. You are. Today I open up my hands and I say, God, I'm okay with you being God. I trust you. I trust you. I'm not going to let fear over the future or anxiety over the things that I cannot control rob my joy, steal my peace, burden my health, God. I want to trust you, Lord. I trust that you are in control, that you are sovereign, that you are good. I trust you, Lord. And today I acknowledge that you alone are God and I am not God. I release, I release, I release, I release, and I receive your peace. Some of you can't trust God because you don't know God. How can I trust someone that I do not know? Maybe you're here this morning and you say, Pastor, I don't know God, but I want to know him. I've never given my life to him, but I want to give my life to him. I've never bowed my knee and say, my life doesn't belong to me, it belongs to you. I want to be born again. I want to be forgiven. I want to change. I want to start a relationship with God. I don't have that, but I want it because I want to trust him. If you're here this morning, you say, Pastor, I have never given my life to Jesus Christ, but I know that I'm here in this service for a reason, and I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready to give my life to God. Pray for me because I believe it's my time. I believe I need to give my life to God. I want to be born again. Would you pray for me? Just raise your hand right now and say, I want to be born again. Would you pray for me? All right? Okay? All right. Anybody else? Okay? All right? All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up this altar now. If you need to come, if you raise your hand and said, I want to come to God, I'm going to ask you, you just come right over here in this corner. We have a little packet to get you started in God, and we're going to pray for you today to say, yes, I'm starting out today. I want to know God. I'm going to pray a simple prayer of how coming to know God. But there's a lot of people here today that you need to say, I am not God. I give up control, Lord. I want your peace, Lord. I'm going to open up this altar. Anybody that needs to come for prayer, I'm going to ask that you quietly, quickly come to this altar. Those that are making a decision over here, right over here, those that are simply praying, just come to this altar and say, God, here I am, Lord. I refuse to try to be God. I want you to be Lord of my life. Be Lord of my life. Be Lord of my life. I want your peace, oh God. If you raise your hand, just over here, I want to pray for those that raise their hand over here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is Lord. This is a time to start anew. It's a time of new beginning. A time of new beginning. If anybody else needs to come over here, just come over here. For those that have come to give their life over to Jesus, I want you just to look up at me for just a second. Those of you that are here, I want you to know this. Listen, there is nothing in your life that cannot be forgiven. Nothing. There's nothing in your life that God does not have the power to wash. Nothing. There's no failure. There's no mistake. There's no brokenness. There's no distance. There's no sin that God cannot wash. He came with a purpose to wash and forgive our sins. He has the power to change anybody here, anybody. But you have to believe in faith and invite him to come in via his Holy Spirit and say, God, I cannot change myself, but I believe that you can. The Bible says you have to believe, repent. It starts with believing. Yes, I believe that Jesus, you came for a purpose. Yes, I believe enough to open up my heart, to bow my knee and to let you be Lord of my life. I believe enough to turn around from the way I'm going and turn into a new way. God is calling you to a new path, a new way of living where he is Lord of your life. You say, well, what if I fail? On your own, you'll fail. It's only God that gives you the power to change.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church in Chicago with the second half of his message entitled Resting in the Lord. It's from his current series called Stress, Calming Down Without Cracking Up. Join us again on the next Straight Talk for part two, Practicing Peace of Mind. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.